The ongoing post-election turmoil in Iran has raised questions about the outlook for diplomacy to deal with Tehran's nuclear ambitions. Appearing on the CBS television program Face the Nation, U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Susan Rice indicated the Iranian nuclear program remains a matter of high concern for the White House.
We have an interest, in any case, in trying to ensure that Iran does not achieve a nuclear weapons capability. We have pursued that through multilateral diplomacy. We've left the door open to bilateral diplomacy.
On NBC's Meet the Press, President Obama's top advisor, David Axelrod, said the administration remains open to attending talks between Iran and the five permanent members of the UN Security Council, plus Germany. He was asked if the tough talk over the weekend by Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad might be enough to put diplomacy on hold.
Understand that he's not the decision maker when it comes to foreign policy and defense policy in Iran. His comments are meant for domestic political content.
Iran's president has accused the United States of meddling in his country's affairs. Axelrod said he is merely trying to change the subject.
It's a long-used technique in Iran to try and make the United States the foil for their own problems. His problems are with the Iranian people, not with us.
The election dispute in Iran is dominating headlines as American troops near a deadline for pulling out of major cities in neighboring Iraq. The top U.S. commander in Iraq, General Ray Odierno, told the Fox News Sunday television program that Iraqis are keeping a close watch on events across the border.
It gives them more confidence in their government, in the fact that they just went through legitimate and credible elections to elect their provincial leaders, and the fact that they're going to go through credible and legitimate elections here for their national leaders in January.
Odierno noted that, unlike Iran, international observers will be in Iraq to validate those elections. And he said the unfolding events in Iran may serve to encourage Iraqis to bolster their young democracy. Paula Wolfson, VOA News, The White House.